members who have joined the call, just hit star one on your keypad if you have questions for the coaches this morning, and we'll get those questions to them as soon as we can. We're now joined on the call by the head coach of the William & Mary Tribe, Jimmy Laycock. Good morning, Coach Laycock.
Good morning.
A tough loss for you guys on Saturday to a good Maine team, 35-28, in a game that came right down to the wires. You've gone back and looked at the film on that one. Kind of give me your analysis and breakdown of that game.
Well, yeah, we played against a very good team, and they certainly came out, and they were executing very well early. Kind of rocked us back, and we managed just to hang on, and then we got going a little bit more in the second half. But, you know, when you take the ball down there in the red zone and you get two turnovers, it's kind of tough to make a comeback. I thought we battled. I thought we played hard. I thought we did a lot of things we needed to do, but, you know, it kind of comes down to that.
You guys, as you touched on, got down early to give up 28 points there in the first half, but in the second half, your defense doesn't allow any points. I think you hold them to just a little over 100 yards. What was the adjustment you were able to make at the half to be able to slow them down some?
I wish I could tell you. I wish I knew. You know, we just kind of talked to them about being a little bit sounder in what we're doing, playing a little bit harder, and so on and so forth. And the players just regrouped and focused in, and the coaches did a good job getting them settled down. And, you know, I don't know whether it was, you know, a rust from being on an open date or whether it was just being shell-shocked by how well Maine was executing or what. I don't know. But we certainly settled down the second half and played much much better defensively.
We're here with William & Mary head coach Jimmy Laycock. If you have a question for him this morning, just hit star one on your keypad. As you touched on, the two fourth quarter fumbles had to have been extremely frustrating there in the red zone, but overall 469 yards of total offense. As you go back, how do you feel like your offense performed in the game?
I thought we did all right. You know, we didn't have Jalen Christian in there. He was out of injury, and then Devontae got hurt late. So, you know, we kind of had to do some different things. I thought Daniel Kuzak, a wide receiver, and Jack Armstrong played very well. And Kendall Anderson rushed for, I guess, what was it, about 150 yards, something like that. And Steve, clearly, you know, missed a few throws early, but then settled down and was very much in control. So, again, I thought for the most part we did well. We had a couple three and outs offensively that I wish we had done better at, and especially early on in the game. But again, you know, I guess we played okay.
You touched on some of those guys with Christian and Devontae going out. I think six different receivers with at least four catches. Did you know you had that kind of depth, or were there some guys that you know, just took advantage of some playing time and maybe showed you a little bit on Saturday?
Well, you know, they practice, so they might as well play. I mean, they've been in there knowing what they should know what to do in practice, and Coach October works with them all the time. And, you know, it's kind of the situation. We want everybody ready when they're – if they get an opportunity to step in there, not to panic. Just get in there and, you know, do what you've been practicing, and I think for the most part they did.
Do you feel like you have a chance to get Jalen and Devontae back this week, or are the injuries that might be more?
That's still up in the air right now, Rob. I don't know this early yet.
Yeah. You guys face another tough task this week against another good team in Stony Brook. As you've started to look at them a little bit, what are some of the challenges that they present?
Well, number one, you know, I look at them first on defense, and they are. They're a very, very good defensive team, aggressive and running the ball and very solid. They force the action. They don't sit back and wait for it. They force the action. And you know, they're just very physical on both sides of the ball. I'd say offensive, too, running the football. They're very physical. So, again, you know, we've had some tough games with them in the past, and I'm sure this team looks to be, on their part, looks to be very, very good.
They appear to a lot of the coaches have talked this year, especially you talked about how physical they are on defense, but extremely aggressive, especially with their defensive backs in regards to tackles for loss and things like that. Have you noticed that, and what do you try to do as on the offensive side to try to combat some of that?
Well, I mean, you know, they play with a lot of confidence on defense, and you know, when you're good, you can do that, and they are good. Offensively, that's the challenge. We've got to, you know, at this stage in the season, you are who you are. And, you know, we've got to, you know, we certainly got to execute. And, again, it comes down to, you know, hanging on the football like it did Saturday night. So we just, you know, we've got to execute and play our game, really.
What has impressed you going back and talking about about Maine a little bit? Five in a row now for them after a little bit of a slow start against a tough schedule. What impressed you about Maine?
Well, I thought their quarterback played exceptionally well. I thought they did a nice job mixing some run game in there. And he scrambled once, had a big scramble against us too, and that, you know, something they had not done a whole lot. So they added that dimension to their offense. So I think their receivers do an excellent job going after the football, and they play hard. They certainly play hard.
And then Aaron Swinton, going back to your defense, with his third interception in 2 weeks, and just talk about his play over the last couple of weeks and what he's done.
Yeah, I mean, he's been playing pretty well for us. Played pretty well Saturday. You know, again, he was a guy that got hurt at the beginning of the year last year and had a long time to get himself back and get back in the swing of things. And he certainly is playing with a lot of confidence and playing very solid for us at the corner.
All right, Jimmy, thanks as always for your time here this morning, and I look forward to talking to you again next Monday.
All right, take care.
Take care. Thank you.